Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and there's some very interesting economic news the last few days. The February jobs numbers just came out this morning and show that only 20,000 new jobs were created last month, way below expectations and way below the average of the last 5 years. And on Wednesday, the Commerce Department said that the nation's trade deficit has exploded to a record $891 billion. Now, this is newsworthy in part because no president in recent memory has extolled the evils of the U.S. trade deficit or gone on such a crusade to reduce it as Donald Trump. It's the reason Trump has levied hundreds of billions of dollars worth of tariffs on imports that have negatively impacted farming, automobile manufacturing, and other U.S. industries. He says these are short-term hits that are going to be worth it for the long-term gain. It's also the reason he's upended U.S. relations with some of our biggest trading partners, right, like China, Canada, and Mexico. So by now, many of you are probably wondering, what exactly does trade deficit mean anyway? And why do many economists disagree with Trump that it's so bad to have one? It does make intuitive sense that a surplus of any kind would be a good thing and a deficit of any kind would be a bad thing. So we called in the cavalry, Anna Swanson, who writes about trade and international economics for the New York Times. Hi, Anna. Thanks for doing this. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with the basics. What is the trade deficit?
So the trade deficit is the gap between what the United States exports and what it imports. So we just heard that the trade deficit rose to $891 billion last year. That's a record number. And it indicates that that gap has risen higher than ever before and that the United States is now importing a lot more than it exports.
You quoted former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers, who said that the trade deficit is a signal that people are, quote, investing in America. Can you explain how that leads to deficits?
Yes, that is a little bit tricky to explain and, you know, quickly on the air. But basically, that is true. And basically, the principle is that when a dollar comes into the U.S. economy, a dollar has to go out. When it comes to macroeconomics, everything has to balance out. And so in economics, the trade balance must equal the balance of money flowing in and out of the economy. And so you have a situation right now where the United States economy is really pretty strong, despite those jobs numbers that you mentioned today, especially strong when compared to other places around the world like Europe and China. And so you have money flowing into the country. And that means we have a lot more dollars to then flow out of the country to purchase more goods and services from abroad. So that directly results in a trade deficit. And that's something that, you know, is generally pretty impervious to the tariffs that the president might try to put on to stem that flow.
So one more time around on this. The U.S. Sure. The U.S. is buying more goods and services from abroad than we are selling to other countries. Why is that not a bad thing?
Well, so economists talk a lot about, you know, how important the trade deficit is. And some argue that in times of high unemployment, the trade deficit can be a bad thing because it indicates that we're, you know, shipping some jobs overseas. But it doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing. So you can have a rising trade deficit at times when your economy is doing really well, when a lot of people, you know, are making more money, have good jobs. And in fact, economists point out that in general, the trade deficit tends to rise during periods of economic growth, and it tends to shrink during periods when the economy is not doing well, like the Great Recession. So, you know, I think that the president's focus on the trade deficit as a metric of performance, especially for our trade relationships, is really misguided. And most economists do agree with that. You know, it is an interesting and important metric to look at. But the far more important thing to look at is, you know, whether or not the U.S. economy is growing strong. Do people have jobs? Right now, the unemployment rate is really low. And are their wages rising? And, you know, if you have all of those things, a large and rising trade deficit may not be such a bad thing.
Trump trade policy the sanctions, tariffs, shaking up trade agreements. It's all meant to reduce the trade deficit. But you write that Trump's trade war is having the opposite of its intended impact. Opposite in what ways?
Well, there is some evidence of that. So, for example, one big factor now is that the economies in China and the European Union are slowing. With China's economy, there's a lot of evidence that it was slowing anyway, due largely to more restricted lending in that country. But the tariffs have not helped, and they are starting to bite. And there is some evidence that toward the end of the year, in December, U.S. exports abroad fell off more sharply, and that could be due to the kind of retaliatory tariffs that other countries have put in place to respond to Mr. Trump's trade war.
You mentioned China. Our trade gap with China, as I read it, is $419 billion, meaning almost half of our country's total trade deficit. Almost half of it is with one country. Why is it so big with China?
That's right. Well, it really is a function of China's role in the global economy. It's true that China has kind of become the factory to the world in past decades, producing a lot of goods and services, obviously, there. You know, when you go to Walmart, the Made in China sticker is everywhere. But it's not just, you know, that everything is made in China. It's also that China tends to be kind of a last stop on a global supply chain. So a lot of goods and services, you know, might start in the United States or might start in South Korea or Taiwan, and then move to China to be finished, and then move from there back to consumer markets in the United States. So that's another reason that economists would urge caution when you're looking at this trade deficit figure. Because, for example, when you ship an iPhone from China to the United States, the whole value of that iPhone shows up in the U.S.-China trade deficit. But China might just be adding, you know, kind of the last few dollars of value to that phone by assembling it there, whereas you have a lot of Americans in the United States either coming up with the technology for Apple products or, you know, working to market Apple's goods and Apple's products here in the United States. They're getting paid, but that the money that they're making is still showing up as a trade deficit coming from China.
So if trade deficits can be good, as you were explaining, is China's big surplus with the U.S. bad for them?
Some economists do argue that it is. They say that, you know, it makes the country far more dependent on outside consumer markets. And a very long run problem in China has been, you know, that they don't have this strong consumer economy that the United States does. Instead, the government needs to turn to exports and more significantly large amounts of investment to drive their economic growth. And essentially, that's meant that, you know, through the last decade, the Chinese government has had to turn to a lot of lending and infrastructure investment, things like that, to power their economy. And in the end, they're piling up a lot of bad debt, which is very risky.
Jennifer Rubin in The Washington Post wrote that Trump's trade war has imposed a giant tax on Americans. Which Americans do you think are experiencing it that way? And I wonder, as we run out of time, I know you're a trade and economics reporter, but if you see any political ramifications of those Americans who are experiencing Trump's war on the trade deficit as a tax in potential political terms for 2020.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do think the biggest tax is borne by consumers. And, you know, people who make less money tend to pay a larger share of their income for these goods. And so that burden falls disproportionately on them. The thing is that, you know, it's generally a very small percentage increase that we're talking about here. So a lot of people might not necessarily notice that at the store. Multiplied across the country, it is a huge amount of money. But to one individual person, it may not feel that extreme. However, when it comes to politics, you know, I think the constituencies that are really getting hit by the tariffs, including farmers especially, and some manufacturers, the Trump administration is thinking about tariffs on autos right now, for example, those sectors and those employees could really be in play in this next election. So far, the farmers have stood very firmly behind the president. But, you know, these tariffs and this trade war is really, really hitting home in the heartland. And it's been a very difficult situation for them there.
Anna Swanson, who writes about trade and international economics for the New York Times, thank you for your clarity.